homily for Monday, the 27th of March, 2023. This is the homily which I gave yesterday at the 11:30 and 5:30 liturgies. So the readings have to do with the Gospel of John. Our readings speak of death and life. They prepare us to celebrate Jesus' dying and rising to new life. And we need that preparation. As Christians, we believe there can be no real resurrection without a real dying. The great Christian insight is that we die into new life. But too quickly, we run from death. We fear it. Yet we know each of us must and will die. We need to reflect on our own dying. The story of Lazarus wants to help us do just that, to reflect on the death of a beloved disciple. That's who Lazarus is, and that's who each of us is, a beloved disciple of Jesus. What will death bring us? Will death take us anywhere? Jesus says Lazarus' death will end in glory. What could that possibly mean for us? The story of Lazarus comes at the end of what's called, in John's Gospel, the Book of Signs. Signs are works done by Jesus which point to the way God is present among us. For example, another sign in John's Gospel is Jesus feeding the multitude in the desert. It points to how God feeds us now with his own life. We live by God's gift of his own life. In the story of Lazarus, the question becomes, how does Jesus point to the way God is present in the death of a disciple? How will God deal with us in our dying? One thing to recognize is that the gospel doesn't try to prettify death, to make it some kind of pious experience. It deals with our fear and resentment of death in the person of Mary. She's the woman who poured oil on Jesus' feet and wiped them with her hair. Yet the same Mary reproaches Jesus for not coming to Lazarus' aid. She says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." She's angry at Jesus, and she's mourning, crying for her dead brother. Jesus joins her in her tears. And here we learn, faith does not despair in the face of death, but it's also no stranger to tears. Death hurts. Its pain is real. We cry. Jesus calls Lazarus out of the tomb, out of death's grip. Lazarus, come out. What binds him is to be untied. Let him go free. This is the sign. This is the sign Jesus works to point to what God does for us in our dying. This sign tells us what we have to expect in death as disciples. Somehow, what binds us will be untied, and we will become free. Let us not be afraid to reflect now more closely on our own dying. Let us ask, what have we to look forward to when death comes to us? Entering into our own dying, we know in the end all will be taken from us. All our stuff, what we've accumulated, all will be taken away. Even our baggage and busyness will go. And finally, I will be just myself, the real me, relieved of all the layers of facade I've shown to others, even to those close to me. Finally, I will come to myself honestly. And here is death's grace, what Jesus calls death's glory. I will come to my true self, the self born of God, sent by God, and returning to God. I will be able to say yes, a grateful and full yes, to who I deeply am. Jesus' scenario of our dying is that we will grow through death's diminishments. We will come to our unadorned truth, and that truth is indeed glorious. I come from God, who is love, and I return to God, who is love. My days and years have been given me to live God's love concretely with other people. Clearly, I have not done all the works of love generously. Yes, I have sinned. My love has been very incomplete, but God's love is complete and brings me home to Him. Remember Jesus' promise in the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the pure of heart, they will see God. Death will purify our hearts, and we will see God and see ourselves in God. The sign Jesus works, calling Lazarus out of the tomb, unbinding him, this sign tells us we can live and we can die in hope. Hope in what God will do for us. It will be in our very dying that God will destroy our fear of death. He will even shape our dying into something life-giving, eternally life-giving. As we continue our Lenten journey, let us prepare to celebrate Jesus' death, resurrection, and new life. These are what he most dearly wants for us: his death, his resurrection, and his new life.